This Chaz and AJ People's United Bank Traffic Report is brought to you by Dell. I'm joking.
I'm choking.
I need the weekend.
That the sponsor?
No accent.
I am choking law firm.
Look at me, I am choking. I'm going to do the traffic. I look, I am choking. I'm choking on the radio. Now we're playing music to get my composure. Oh, I should have some water.
All right.
I'm going to try again now. But I'm too busy laughing.
Look what you did. I'm a Parkway southbound. Some delays.
You're drunk again.
Fairfield to Westport.
We're still.
Oh, gosh. This is so hard. Technology advisors are here to help businesses working remotely get the right tech solutions. From unparalleled collaboration with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams.
So you doing good?
To special financing offers for small businesses to help preserve cash flow with Dell Financial Services. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's your Chaz and AJ People's United Bank traffic report.
Cool, yes, Dell, what the hell you just said there?
No idea what you said. You just heard the traffic report that will live forever.
It will.
I believe she's been here a year already.
Yeah.
She's made such strides on the air.
She did. Yes. And then a major setback.
Feels like she just started.
Yes.
Yeah. Time flies.
Like new day.
I'm not having a good day.
This will be on your reel forever.
Yes, it will.
Oh, good.
Right, in our memories, too. I am joking.
You did that, but I couldn't. I lost it.
Well, you need to play you off there.
Yeah, that
you
was classic. Yeah. State police were out at a house in Avon yesterday, continuing their search for the body of Jennifer Doulos. On the show now to talk about a couple of different things, including that, the assistant to the commissioner of the Department of Safety. How close am I?
Close enough.
Did I miss a word or
close
two?
A couple.
Really?
There's more to that?
All right. This is as close as I've gotten.
I really got to buy a new title.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Can I buy a vowel?
Anything happen at the search that we should know about?
In any type of investigation, that homicide or any other homicide, there's certain steps that detectives have to go through. Sometimes steps are generated based on media or based on family concerns, and sometimes you go through those steps because the state's attorney wants you to go through them, or because the defense is going to build up against something, and you go through that step just to eliminate it as a process. So you see those types of things happen a lot. I can tell you that it was based on no new evidence.
The search was based on no new evidence.
Correct.
Oh. Yep. Gotcha.
And it was unremarkable, as they say in the trade.
The search was unremarkable.
Yep.
That means bad, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it didn't turn up anything.
Right.
Boy, that septic tank, though, when I heard that, I thought, man, there you go.
There's something here.
So just if you're not following along, Jennifer Doulos disappeared about a year ago. It was May in 2019. And, you know, we all felt like the ex-husband did it. And there were a couple of different houses that were connected to the couple. This was one of them. They lived there briefly. And then Fotis did some work there. And this is the house where neighbors heard banging in the middle of the night, the night that Jennifer disappeared, right?
I can't get into all the details of what was heard or said.
According to reports. That it was that house that there was some metal banging sounds coming from the area around midnight the night she disappeared. So it just seemed when I heard, oh, septic tank.
Right. Thinking, oh,
wow,
okay.
That's
we may have something here.
Yeah.
Out of abundance of caution, that is the third time the Connecticut State Police Major Crimes Division has been there.
Third.
Wow.
Yep.
I knew once.
Yes, third, and they've picked the place up, and they've shook it up and down to see if anything falls out of the pockets, and nothing has been found at this point.
Can I ask you something? And I thought about this last night.
You can ask me anything, Chaz. I don't know if I'm going to be able to answer it.
See, that's honest.
That's an honest answer.
There you go, see?
would it have been embarrassing to the state police if you did find something there yesterday?
Irrelevant. All you care about is getting some closure to the family. Who cares?
That's a good
I'll
answer.
Take all the embarrassment and egg on my face as we want. If we can help that family get some closure, that couldn't matter any less. No one thinks about that. I mean, if you know, there's scenarios that would be embarrassing. I don't think that would be one of them to the point where anyone would be upset. Detectives just want to get that case closed and get some healing process to the family.
Gotcha.
So there was no tip. There was no new nothing. You guys just so clearly the investigation and the search continues.
That's
sometimes
good.
The family hears things and subscribes to rumor. Sometimes witnesses say things, and the detectives got to do what they got to do.
Oh my God! You know what I thought? I thought, what's the girlfriend's name?
Michelle Traconis. There,
Traconis. Right. I thought, okay, she's ready to cut a deal, and you know, some information was had.
I wish.
They're good theories.
Not that easy, huh?
He's so good.
Look at that. Well, you're good, yo.
Yeah.
You have a gift.
So will you guys be going back there?
I don't anticipate that. You never know.
Right.
At this point, I haven't talked to the investigators since that happened as to what the next step is with it. But the criminal trial, the criminal case still goes on for the other two.
But you can't clearly know that nothing was had at this point, right? Because the septic tank was cleaned and the truck brought the sludge somewhere to be examined, right? So that still has to be examined.
I'd be shocked if they didn't, if there was something and they didn't know.
By now?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Oh, wow. So that's like an all-nighter.
Mm.
Like here comes, and it's, you're all night just going through it.
Yep.
Yep.
Wow.
That's fun.
That's dedication.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
That's,
right.
I don't care what it takes.
The detectives that are working in that case have been, for a straight out year, have been just hammering that case nonstop and quite proficient at their trade. And I know it took longer than some people liked, but they were very good.
Wow. And so the investigation continues.
Yes.
Man, is that the...
baffling.
It's as arrogant as that guy was, and I know he was innocent until proven guilty. My personal opinion is he did it.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, you have evidence. You know, you have some blood and you have some photos of the truck and everything. But think about if he did do this, what he was able to do and the best people who do this stuff every day still haven't been able to connect enough dots to say, absolutely, without a doubt, here it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there's really well-planned homicides, pretty good planned homicides, and not very well-planned homicides, and homicides that aren't planned at all. And this one falls at the higher tier of homicides that I've seen in my career.
Right, that's a well-planned one, right? Smart guy.
Not perfectly planned.
Right.
Not perfectly. Right. Right.
Not perfectly planned. There were some underestimations, I'm sure, by whoever did it.
Yep.
I'm sure there were some surprises to learn of cameras in Hartford and those sort of things. And some of the poorest neighborhoods in our state.
The cell phone thing was not a good idea.
Nope.
Handing that over. Did you see, like, I read a lot into his hair being cut short, and it was the only time we ever saw him with short hair. Right,
I read a lot about that too.
Yeah,
go ahead.
What do you think about that?
I have a pretty good idea what happened, but who knows?
My thought is he cut his hair because of all the forensic TV shows. Like that, he didn't want to leave hair samples, and if you have shorter hair, less chance. No,
that is not the theory that I heard. You know, these are all just theories.
Okay,
I'm sure.
I know what the other theory is because I heard it too.
Okay,
the wig.
These are all just theories that are out there, and I'm sure it'll all come out in court, hopefully at some point.
There is going to be court?
I believe there's some cases that are still pending, yes.
The other two.
Right.
And Mulwinnie.
Yes.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Interesting. So we are going to have... clearly, she doesn't know anything.
Because
she would cut a deal by now.
Or she refuses to.
Her questions are great.
Maybe maybe she thinks she's smart enough.
Now, are you being sarcastic or?
No, it's
great.
Are they really great?
You're good at walking me down the path.
She absolutely knows something.
No, there's no way. Let's play this one
she's
out, right?
She's in the car with the guy.
Wait. All right, so they're in this relationship. There's just a lot of hostility, a lot of anger, back and forth, right?
Yeah.
And then this guy has this whole day where he's really unaccounted for, and then his wife is missing on that day. And now we're going to go to Hartford and throw some bags in the garbage.
Right.
There's no conversation like, so, hon, why don't we just throw this stuff in the garbage and roll it out into the street?
Right.
Nah, got to go to Hartford. Well, what's in there?
Nothing.
Some old, some stuff that I had in the garage I want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Come on.
How many garbage guys see it?
Yeah. They definitely had a conversation. She definitely knew. And then I knew when she said to her attorney, her new attorney, or he released that she said, I shouldn't have trusted him. I'm like, here we go. And then I saw the search. I'm like, all right, she's going to cut a deal.
She's going to roll over on him.
Her presence.
We found out that he had pulled up on, I believe it was Green Street, allegedly, and that's where certain evidence had led police to believe he was in the area. And the commissioner and I are probably less than a year out of Hartford and working in that crime center and knowing exactly where the cameras are in that city. And to know that it's possible that someone could have committed that murder, went to pin that evidence in that city or hide it there, assuming that it's such a poor city that no one's ever going to have cameras there in that area. No one's going to have stuff up. And, of course, we have it blanketed to protect the city. I can't imagine being the killer and learning that there was cameras there, how your heart would just drop.
Right.
It's just such a big oops. Whoops.
Right. Get that one shot. Oh, crap.
But was he familiar with that neighborhood? Did he ever do any work there? Did he drive through there? It seems weird to go into a neighborhood you're not familiar with to dump such sensitive
stuff.
There's
residents in Hartford, and I have to kind of believe them or feel for them. Yet either way, to some degree, that would think that when people come into the city to dump evidence like that, they're trying to pin it on somebody in that city. Given the racial makeup of that very specific neighborhood, you could certainly lend some credence to that. I don't know I'm not involved in the investigation like the investigators are, but I don't know of him ever being in that city.
That's ballsy, right? To drive into an area you don't know?
Yeah.
Especially if you're a white person, right? In a black neighborhood, right? That's going to, you kind of stand out when you're throwing stuff out.
Yeah.
If anyone sees you.
Right.
Like, there's a lot of people
that do drive through. I mean, it's hard to say that. And there are a lot of contractors in and out of there, but you would likely stand out more than anybody else. But, you know, it's difficult to say exactly that.
Okay. So nothing new then.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, those types of steps sometimes are checking a box, and really it's to build confidence.
Right. Just double checking.
Do you think that it may have gone to the trash plant and just
incinerated,
and you guys didn't get there in time?
It probably wouldn't be my place to give a theory. I can tell you that my boss is, and you're going to find no one to dispute this, probably the best homicide detective the state's ever seen. He has his theory. Mine's different from his. And he's typically a lot more right than I am.
I know.
What's your theory?
You can't tell us.
Your theory, come on. You're just a guy on the street.
It's probably not far off from yours. I mean, you're just a guy.
A guy on the street, Brian.
Hey, just Brian Foley.
I'm trying to get you off the hook.
Right. Just Brian. Not Brian Foley. You're some guy
named
Brian.
We're just talking
here. Down there? Or?
We could be.
All right. It was... it was good to see that you guys haven't given up on this with everything else that's going on.
Yeah.
It's the mystery here. Other stuff going on. Hartford, and you were part of the Hartford Police Department for many, many years. Hartford City Council voted to decrease the police budget by 6%. Any thoughts on that? How's that going to affect the police?
They certainly didn't need it. The police department didn't need that 6% cut, and you know, they're going to have to scramble to find it. And in my history or my experience, anytime you got to make cuts, what gets cut? Usually the things that don't directly affect immediate public safety, and those are your community service stuff, your walk beach, you know, things like that. Those are the first things to go, and it hurts the community in the long run. You know, you knew it was going to happen. All the cities are going to cry out for it. You know, the mayor talked about reimagining police, and he's not completely off, because let me kind of explain. I can think of a couple police shootings where you had emotionally, you know, disturbed person with a knife, and he's not on his meds, and they need to get him into, you know, psychiatric treatment. And who are they sending to get this person into psychiatric treatment? Two cops. And cops ain't psychiatrists. They ain't doctors. And they don't have a lot of tools on their tool belt to handle that sort of thing. Why are you sending cops? And a domestic, who are we sending? We're sending cops. Now, look, we got to protect the female or the victim. Got to protect the victim. But at the same time, we're not marriage counselors. We're not drug counselors. Yeah, they need a lot more of them going out there. And I don't think anyone has a problem, any cop has a problem, rethinking why we're sending cops to so many different things that cops probably aren't the best person. And that emotionally disturbed person is like the best example. What are we going to do? This guy is having clearly psychological and emotional issues severe right now. And you're sending us, and we are armed with lethal weaponry, to go and try to get that person into care.
If the person has a knife, you should have someone there with some kind of weapon.
Or, yep. There's, you know, just rethinking how we approach certain things to avoid fatal police shooting.
I heard during our Brian Foley's on State Police Top Guy. I heard yesterday what the police will be called in the future. I heard it come out in our special.
I have it. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Public safety officers.
Oh.
That's not that bad. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's going to be the new
college.
That's going to be the new name for the police.
Yeah, but you all in some of the car,
officers.
Too.
And then just real quick, because I got to go to break here. Did you realize that there was this much rage simmering and about to go off?
I think a lot of it has to do with the national narrative and presidential issues, that type of rage. In Connecticut, look at what's happening in Connecticut. You're having a lot of good conversation. There's, knock on wood, been no violence. It really speaks to how great things are in Connecticut, in between the community, the relationships that cops have, and the work, progressive work that cops are doing. Around the country, you know, I didn't, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
That's, you see something like that, it's upsetting. And look, police got to catch up here. You got to catch up. We're not the Navy SEALs. You know, we're cops.
Right.
And we just got to change our approach a little bit nationally. I'm not saying we here in Connecticut. I'm just saying on a national level. And there's some police departments that are way far behind around this country.
Yeah. All right, Brian. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it. Thank you for what you do.
See you guys.
Brian Foley, Assistant to the Commissioner, Public Safety, and a few other words.
Yep.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Trapper Don is on the show. Hey.
Morning, everyone.
Morning,
Trapper
Don. All right, so coyotes come out at night or all the time, or what's the deal?
You know, mostly at night, but this time of year when they have pups, you know, young babies, you will see them out hunting all the time. It's a constant job for them to feed, you know, four or five pups.
Four or five.
That's why they try to have children so early in their life. They want to get things done in life.
Yeah, they want to enjoy themselves, go to Disney.
Yeah, but they heard meat, meat, and they couldn't help themselves.
See the world.
Right.
That's what I should have did. But, yeah, it's a constant job. So if you do see coyotes out morning, mid-afternoon, any time of year.
Okay, so the coyotes, their mate, do they stay together, or it's just like, hey, you're a coyote, I'm a coyote.
Let's get together. We have a couple of drinks.
Next
I'll
thing
call
you know,
sometime.
She's pregnant and on her own.
Right, right. And he's like halfway across the state somewhere. Yeah,
right. So is it the father that's out looking for food, or is it the mom?
Both of them. And coyotes are one of the mammals that stay together for life.
Wow, look at that.
That's cool.
That's awesome.
They have little rings and everything. They have
really,
a ceremony.
They won't have any problems. There's no division of property. There's no, like, I'm out of here. Like, you cheated on me.
You guys see the cake.
I saw you with that other coyote.
The wedding cake's cool.
You looked at that.
They saw you sniff the other coyote's butt.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, Ashley.
That's what they do.
I like that he heard that.
Yeah, they do.
Everything ever said.
Exactly right. But you keyed in on her only.
So there's none of that. They're together for life.
Yeah, they're made for life. Yes, sir.
All right. What if halfway through their life, one of them dies?
Oh.
They reconnect?
May go find another. Yeah, no, not really reject. If the female's young enough, she'll probably find a new mate.
Right.
Right. That's what I mean.
Breed,
exactly.
Breed again.
You'll start dress up really nice all of a sudden again, and, you know.
Right.
You get
back in
shape.
Yeah, exactly right. Like she'll get
right.
back in shape.
Lose
like
some
her fur looks totally different. Right. Exactly.
Ups
right.
the game.
Exactly. Gets a you know, a claw cure and a, you know, and a paw cure.
Yes. A claw cure.
And a paw cure, yes.
Starts wearing the clothes of a younger coyote.
Exactly right. Right.
right.
Yeah. Provocative.
Going out
cougar,
to the bars.
But they call it a cougar, yes.
What the hell are you doing, Don?
Yeah, what's a squelching sound?
Don.
There is no squall. I don't know. I'm standing in my kitchen like I always do.
Okay.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right.
Always.
Okay. So this coyote biting a woman, that's not normal, right?
No. I read the article. There was not too much in the article. Didn't say really much about any rabies or anything. It might have been a territorial thing because
gotcha.
She said she was walking her dog. The coyote just might have got a little aggravated. She might have been not knowing it. A little too close to a den or something where there was pups.
Yeah, that's the way I think of my lawn.
Friend.
Yeah.
Now she has to go get herself checked for that, right?
It just said the bite. So, yeah, if it actually punctured her skin, she'd have to go get her rabies shots and stuff like that. The article didn't say if they were looking for the coyote to see if they could find a sick coyote or anything. Didn't give much info.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if bit her and broke her skin. Oh, yeah, she's going for the rabies shots, and those are no fun. I had those last year, so.
Well, the best way to tell is in aren't case, they... you know, like the moon comes up and you see her all of a sudden start howling and stuff like that.
That's you know? A dead giveaway.
Yeah.
If know? She's on a hill,
yeah.
shredded clothes, howling at the moon. Yeah,
exactly.
There's a sign.
Yeah, okay, no problem, you know.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
The dog's like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What happened to mommy?
Back this is not slowly what I way over for. Here. Good. Mm. Okay.
It sounds like it was possible territorial thing. The coyote was just defending her territory and,
her turf.
You know, again, has pups somewhere around. So.
Right. Gotcha. Then the dog engages and then the mom's like, oh, you're not biting my dog. And
my then
she get bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
It'll happen. Yeah.
What's the deal with coyotes? They, I heard that they have these circular patterns that they stay in, which is their territory, right? You're talking about territory.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say it's a complete circle, but if you know, it's not a perfect circle like a nickel or something, but they do have their territory that is theirs. They do hunt, live in that territory.
Yeah,
and that's their territory.
Right.
It's like a gang.
From that rock over there to that tree, that pine over there, that's our turf.
It might not be a perfect circle, but it's a circle.
Yeah, it's more like
and
a,
they
yeah.
will they will not overlap each other's circle.
Right, they know each other's space.
Right.
You know, they have the
you know,
like
every now and then you get
done.
One that's like, I like squares.
Yeah, exactly.
So
right.
mine's going to be a square.
I'm of a square kind right. of a coyote over here, you know what I'm saying?
There she is.
There she is.
Wow. It was you for a second.
Their territory is too old.
Like, excuse yourself.
We have so many coyotes in Connecticut. They're just all over the place.
Really?
And their territory do overlap. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Coyotes are just all over.
They do you know? Overlap.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
yeah. They'll
funny.
Run into each other's territories, you know.
Dave
yeah.
at the chainsaw place told me they didn't.
I heard they scream and like make all kinds of noise after they kill something.
Yeah, they'll yip and howl and
oh,
stuff.
And it's scary.
And communicate.
Right.
It's
a
celebration.
Pretty much
like a pack of them.
It's
yeah.
scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I'll
yeah.
hear that.
Yeah. I was doing some stand-up over in Bear Mountain up in New York over there.
And you should try to go inside clubs.
I got done, right? I got done. I went to have a cigarette outside.
You smoke?
On occasion, I'll have a cigarette. Right? So I went outside to have a cigarette. And I went,
Easy. I have headphones on.
I heard this scream. I threw it in the air like, ah! Right back in the place. Scared the crap
see, they're
out
not,
of me.
They're in Oxford and Southbury, they don't go that long. Yeah.
They're going to be pulled over.
Well,
those are suburban ones, you know.
Yeah.
Those, yeah.
Don, imitate a coyote that just caught something.
Oh, I can't.
Do Come it! On. You're Trapper Don.
For God's sake,
you've
assimilate.
Heard it more than all of us.
You've Do got it.
Become the coyote.
I don't. I can't talk coyote. I do have a coyote collar with the sound stuff.
Do you have it with you?
No, it's in the closet. I took the batteries out and stuff.
Go put batteries in it. Go.
Yeah. No, because if you leave the batteries in through the summer, they start to
they rust.
You know, battery rot, and then the collar's no good come fall time. So
you got to dig that out for maybe later in the show. I don't know if you
so what happens when you use the collar and then 10 coyotes are at your doorstep?
Do you call me?
Wait, hold on.
You'll get one or two.
This is somewhere. Closer, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marble light in the air.
A pair of flip-flops and a cigarette.
Marble light, yep.
On the porch of the comedy club.
A slamming door.
Yeah. How many are in a pack? So it's the parents and the kids, right?
Yeah.
And then
they don't all stick together. They'll hunt when they're born. They'll teach them how to hunt and stuff like that. And you can have anywhere from 2 to 4, 6.
Okay, so when you hear that sound, are they sitting down for a meal? Is this like, hey, we're all together, we're eating, we're a family, this is nice.
That's the dinner bell, yeah.
For a hell of a time, yes.
Or is it the dinner bell? Is it, hey, I got something over here, and then the rest of them go bananas?
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a dinner bell. When you say they're hunting in packs, they're not hunting 2 feet apart. They're actually hunting, you know,
an area
where they can't see each other, an area. And then when they do make a kill, they'll yip and communicate, especially if it's a bigger animal, like, say, a deer or something.
Like, I need help.
Yeah. Like,
when you order the best of those deer.
When a pizza arrives at your house, you're all happy. Hey, pizza's here.
No, what in my neighborhood, Eddie Vallette's father would come out on the porch and whistle for him, and it was an ear-piercing, bird-killing whistle.
Yes.
It was so loud, birds in the air would explode, and you just see feathers come down. But he would know wherever he would, like, he could be anywhere. If he heard that whistle, time to come home.
Yeah, come running.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, so it's the dinner bell is what it is. They're hunting an area, and they're all within vocal communication.
All right, and then what do they have to watch out for? What eats them?
What eats them?
Yeah.
Nothing. Just you have a few coyote hunters in Connecticut. And
all right, so they're just worried about humans.
So not mountain lions, something like that?
Yeah. Why would you have a coyote?
We don't have any here.
If we did.
And then the highways. They got to learn to look both
ways. Okay,
so
just
look
left, right, then left.
So a Buick.
Can't be one of these people. You just walk right out into the road.
Right,
and
Pal,
everyone
take them out. Yeah.
Jazz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. An elderly person rescued from an apartment fire. Very dramatic. And we like good news.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk to Derby Fire Commissioner Gary Parker. Hey, what happened?
Hi, good morning. How
morning.
Are you guys?
Good, thank you.
How you doing?
Thanks for what you do.
Yes.
Great. So I appreciate you having me on this morning. It was Wednesday night, just around midnight. The alarm received an alarm of fire at Guardiano Terrace, which is a senior housing complex operated by the Derby Housing Authority for a fire in a occupancy there. So
that's got to be scary when that call comes in.
Yep.
Yeah, they always are, you know, especially there was a report there was someone in the apartment. So although, you know, the adrenaline starts on any call, when you hear that, it steps up a notch. So the members arrived at first units on scene within a short time. I think it was within about 4 minutes of
wow.
the original.
That's quick.
That's very quick response
time. It's
volunteer
fire department. They're not sleeping in bunks.
No, they got to get there and then get over there. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's correct.
That's impressive.
Correct.
Yeah, well, very impressive.
Let me just clarify. We had a member on scene. He's a volunteer. He's actually a captain of one of our fire companies. He lives not far from this address. So he responded there with his private car.
Okay, good.
Thereafter. So the members went up to the apartment. It was a second floor occupancy. It has a common corridor, if you can imagine, like a hotel type thing where you have the exterior stair corridor outside the
right.
occupancy. So they went down to the, obviously it was not hard to find to see where the fire was. They made entry. There was a senior female victim in a wheelchair. Fire was what we call a contents fire. It had not extended to any part of the structure yet.
Sounds like a cigarette on a couch or a mattress.
you're not far from the truth there. There was some oxygen that the victim was on and a cigarette. So the two didn't go together very well.
No, they never do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I see people doing it all the time.
I've seen it, too.
Then you hear boom, see a pair of glasses. Yep.
You know, you would think it would be second nature now. But it's unfortunately still a fact in many cases. So the members, I think three members there initially, including the captain I was talking about earlier. They made entry into the apartment. We were able to knock the fire down and extricate the lady from her apartment.
That's amazing.
I believe there's secondary burns. She was transported to the Bridgeport Burn Center.
Which, by the way, we're very lucky to have that.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yes.
People come from all over the country.
They do, yeah.
It's a very great, good burn unit.
Yep.
That's true. It's actually internationally known and right in our back door, literally. We're very blessed to have that.
Absolutely.
How did they get her out? Two people? One person?
Well, I believe there's three altogether. Two members had what we call a water can. It's a pressurized fire extinguisher. They were able to knock the fire down around her.
That's what I want.
Enough to so they could get it close themselves, and basically they were able to move the wheelchair out of the apartment. So
what?
You can't get the elevator,
second
right?
Floor,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Second floor, the members moved her down in the wheelchair. I believe they
step by step.
Use
the elevator.
They use the elevator.
Gotcha.
Shouldn't you never do that?
A regular person shouldn't, but if you're a firefighter,
they're
the
trained.
Elevator stops.
Right. They know what to do.
We're gonna get out of here.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It was a it's not a high rise. It's only two level.
Right.
The elevator was there was great separation between the elevator and the occupancy where this fire
gotcha.
Was. So
I got you.
The issue with elevators is the power gets knocked out because of a fire in a high rise.
Gotcha.
That's why I recommend people don't use them. This was kind of a different situation altogether. So
yeah, if there's a fire, I'm using a window.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do we know? I know you can't talk about whatever personal information, but do we know if this person is going to live?
I don't believe they're life threatening, from my understanding.
Right.
I don't know the current status. I know she was transported to Bridgeport. I'm not sure of the current status.
Gotcha.
Well, nice job. That sounds like a couple beers at the firehouse this weekend.
Easily, easily. And a barbecue. Right. And a barbecue, yes. Burgers and dogs
time.
Are talking. Yeah, maybe some ribs.
It won't be at the firehouse, but, at probably another location, I'm sure.
Wait, what? You can't have beers at the firehouse anymore?
In a different life. There was
oh, wow.
more accepted.
Gotcha. But it sounds like a good story.
Yep.
Oh, there was also a cat rescue involved as well, so the cat is fine. And
good.
See?
Good job.
The cat. So, was it the cat in the same place or a different apartment?
It was the lady's. It was a lady's pet. And,
right.
It actually had run out on its own when the members opened the door. The
cats are smart.
Cats are like,
first one out the
door,
so.
Dogs will stay. They'll bark.
This is why cats have nine lives. They need the premises.
Yeah, cats are like, good luck. I'll be over here.
Yeah, but it's a cue for the next person. We're good.
Yeah, so the cat, actually, their cat rescue, the fire department's not going to take credit for it. It was the cat self-extricated. So.
Exactly. The cat's name is Sparky, by the way.
Please have that as a quote in the news story. The cat extricated itself.
Right. Cat said, I'm getting the hell out of here.
Cat gets a little fire badge and a little helmet.
Exactly,
and a little
right.
Fire coat.
Little commendation.
Hat,
Nice.
All right. Gary Parker, Derby Fire Commissioner. Great story and good work to everyone involved.
That's great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. We like good news.
See that?
Good news. We need good news.
Even
good
the cat.
News.
Even
good
the
news.
Cat. Nice.
Yeah, cats, their news network would be CNN, right? Cat News Network?
Yeah. When he first mentioned the water cannon, I'm like, you didn't like give the old lady up by the water cannon.
Oh,
that's one way to get her up.
I heard water cannon, and I thought, oh, we all need to get one and do something out in the parking
lot. Water cannon fight!
Yeah.
Nice.
That would be fun.
We could do that.
Cat News Network. Breaking news. Cat.
derby.
Fire.
The only word he knows.
Fire, yeah. Smoke. Action. Boom. And then, captains. Farmers. And cat by yourself. Thank you.
And the investigation continues.
Did you get the cat up here?
Well, we were just talking about that coyote in New Canaan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right?
Yep. The New Canaan Coyotes. Isn't that a series on Fox?
Let's talk to Allison Hom. She's the New Canaan Animal Control Officer and on the phone. Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Is animal control in New Canaan?
What happened?
Apparently 6:30 yesterday morning, husband, wife, three dogs taking a stroll.
Three dogs.
Oh, early in the morning. Yeah. Breakfast time.
Now we're getting the story.
Breakfast time. Yep. Gotcha.
Always keep in mind, coyote are not nocturnal. And they saw this animal, a small
Did you say that because of what AJ said earlier? Did you happen to hear him?
Were you listening to me?
All right.
No, I'm sorry. I missed that one.
Okay.
So it's my understanding that the coyote did stand its ground even while being sort of yelled at and, you know, hand clapping kind of thing. The woman got a little nervous. She was further behind from her husband, had a small dog. As she bent down to pick up her dog and now her back to the coyote, that's when the coyote took the opportunity. I spent the morning in the park hoping to find a sick animal. Unfortunately, did not. So that leads us to believe this was territorial, possibly over a den. Coyote have what's referred to as escort behavior, and they will follow mostly other canines, until they feel they're at a safe distance from their den area.
Gotcha.
Escort behavior.
So, right, like, they'll...
Like, I'll see you out.
Right, yeah, let me escort you out of here, okay?
It's the kind where you find them on Craigslist, or...
different kind of escort, yes. Those are cougars. Yeah. Oh, those
right.
Cougars. Yeah,
very good.
Yeah.
You know, they're extremely smart animals, and, you know, they've survived us despite us trying to annihilate them for 100 years.
Wow. They're super geniuses.
They have evolved.
Yes.
Our coyote in East, we refer to them as the Eastern coyote. They are a larger species than the Western coyote.
Ah.
It is believed that as they migrated here, they took a turn into Canada, hooked up with some red wolf, and we do have wolf DNA in our coyote. We also have domestic dog DNA in our coyote.
Oh, boy.
No way.
That makes sense.
Wow. You're saying they're kind of frisky?
But it makes sense.
They're kind of frisky, basically, yeah, in important storm. Yeah.
Yeah. I've spent most of my career trying to educate coexistence, and this is certainly a huge setback, trying to convince people we can live together. But these encounters are not uncommon except for the animal taking that extra step. I believe the animal was aiming for the dog, and she stepped in the line of fire, if you will. And she was nipped on the backside. Skin was broken. It's my understanding she took herself to the emergency room. And
it's like
likely,
a kind of bad version of that ad for suntan lotion.
Right.
The girl getting
the copper toe.
Bathing suit pulled
right,
by the
right,
dog.
By the dog. Yeah. Did she do a little pose with her mouth like, ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. I hate when you do that. Yep.
Is she going to be all right?
Oh, sure. You know, I'm sure she's, I don't know for a fact, but I'm sure, she's having her rabies vaccination series begin.
Aren't those in the stomach?
No.
Not anymore?
It's not anymore, no. It's not as horrific as everybody makes. It's not pleasant.
Now it's jello shots, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I've only had post-exposure recently, so it's just injections.
What do you mean post-exposure?
Well, if you've been exposed to an animal that is positive for rabies, we will get vaccinated, just like a dog.
Like a parakeet, for example, yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, we need our boosters.
Gotcha.
Are there a lot of coyotes in New Canaan?
I would love somebody to come up and do a study and collar them and find out.
Well, it's not easy.
You might be able to do that now.
The property taxes are really expensive, so it's got to be an upper crust coyote.
There you go. Well, yeah, we consider them upper crust.
Yes,
they're blue blood.
Basically, yes.
Coyote, very blue blood. Coyote mate for life. So a pair will maintain a territory of approximately 25 miles, which is...
That's what I heard.
25 miles?
Right, and it's a circular pattern, right?
Right.
Well, that's believed, yep. Right. And they don't really pack up.
Can you hold on one second? I just want to acknowledge that Dave the Chainsaw Guy was right.
Oh.
And the guy who traps the animals was not. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, so we have proven that attempting to use lethal means to eliminate coyote is actually counterproductive. The science says that they will reproduce more if we threaten their species. So
oh, wow.
That's why
smart. And that's smart. That is smart.
That's how they get back at us. They copulate.
Yep.
I'll show you.
That's kind of what we do during a bad breakup.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. I'm getting dressed up. I'm doing everybody.
Allison, we got to go, but you're great. We want to have you back. Boy, they got the right person to do that.
They do.
Absolutely.
Right.
Allison
so
Hahn, New Canaan Animal Control Officer. Nice job.
Thank you.
Boss Keith is here.
I'm keeping it light over here. Today's top five. I'm keeping it light.
Light.
Keeping it light?
Yeah, keeping it light, keeping it lively. I'm not going to get mad. I'm mellow. It involves crowd participation
I'm
today.
Excited for that part.
Yeah, it's important.
We get chance stuff
all,
or what?
We're going to all learn life lessons together.
Oh, oh wow. Good.
It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, let's get right to it then.
He says now, yes.
Today's top five is I'm going to name a chore, and you have to tell me if someone age 12 should be doing said chore or not. Because currently...
Are we going to be used as a weapon?
Basically, yes.
We are.
So, currently, I have a 12-year-old daughter, right? And by the way, who is literally doing nothing. She's just at home, and, you know, school's fake, and then she's just, like, hanging around. Like, there are things that need to be done, and she does none of them. So, we're going to decide as a team if these are chores that a 12-year-old can do.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Oil change the car.
Right, so things like that. So, number five, doing their own laundry. I say yes. Now, I didn't do my own laundry till I was 22.
Right.
But I'm an only child, very different.
Exactly, right.
Very,
you're spoiled. Right,
very
right.
loving mother.
They still cut your meat and everything, yes.
Her own laundry or all the laundry?
Her own laundry.
Okay, take care of her own stuff.
Yeah, so
gotcha.
Laundry, do it and fold it.
Right.
AJ, what do you think?
I say yes.
All right, AJ's a yes?
Yes, and you know what that'll do? It'll increase the amount of time she starts wearing stuff. You have the different piles.
Right.
These pants aren't that bad.
Exactly right. You take a sniff test.
Smell them.
Sniff test.
And the stiffness test.
Right.
That was with socks.
I mean, I've worn these jeans 4 days in a row.
That's right.
It's gross.
We can tell.
Start learning how to make things stretch.
Exactly.
Ashley,
right.
Yes or no?
I'm going to say no.
Ugh.
Of course you
of course
you
say no.
So dad has to do it?
Her mom
she,
still doesn't laundry.
Throwing laundry down to her mother.
Yeah, she broke the yadros.
You don't want my dad to do laundry. It was all my mother.
Phil, are you a yes or a no?
I say no.
Yeah, why?
At 12, I just feel like there's too much room for, like, I left my chapstick in my jacket.
Right,
and
there
then,
is
like,
that.
Everything
I
gets
still
ruined.
Do that.
I threw in my white shirt with my colors.
I do that. I don't.
You
I,
have
it
to
all
be
goes
prepared
in
for
really?
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 12, what happened to this country?
Come on.
At 12, we're working in factories making bombs.
They were fighting in wars.
Listen, we're only at number five. You can't be this mad already.
They were fighting in wars.
Okay, number four. Mowing the lawn. I say yes.
No.
Now, I've never mowed a lawn.
Absolutely not.
Because I have these soft hands.
You've
I can't,
never
I can't.
Mowed
I've never
a
mowed a lawn.
Lawn.
My hands are so soft.
Oh, my God.
I've never mowed a lawn.
I don't know how to mow a lawn.
You don't cut the grass.
I don't know how to start a lawnmower.
Yes, it's just your hands that are soft.
That was funny.
Yeah. This is the guy who does the commercial for what, tractors?
Chainsaw.
My voice might sound tough.
Chainsaw.
My hands, not so much.
Husqvarna.
So you all say no? All say no? No on lawn mowing?
Absolutely not.
No, yes, lawn mowing, yes.
Wait, yes?
Yeah.
I'm going to reevaluate this, Seth, when we
okay.
get to one.
I'm sorry, I mowed lawns, but does anyone remember that old lawnmower without a motor? It had the spindle?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, the push mower.
I saw someone using one the other day.
This,
the self-propelled.
You couldn't have your hand in the blades and be pushing it at the same time.
Right, yeah.
Something with a motor like that? The things that they could run over?
With proper usage, flying. Proper tutelage.
Should I
do
mow
it.
The lawn? Because I'm not, my hands.
I wouldn't have him. I wouldn't have
this is a
Keith.
Guy,
I wouldn't
AJ
have Keith
is pitching. A man who has a hedge trimmer with an extension cord. He has an old lady hedge trimmer.
And the problem with this is what?
Yeah.
All right, number three. Making a grilled cheese.
Yes.
I was only allowed to use the microwave till I was about 18, but it's because, like, I'm an idiot.
It's a mushy cheese.
But do we think that she can make her own grilled cheese?
It depends on how you make them.
With the stove. How else would you make it?
Toaster
would
oven.
Would you boil it?
Like, in a pan?
You can make really good grilled cheeses in a toaster oven.
In a
That's
pan.
Not true.
That's not true. Yep. You're wrong.
She's 100% wrong. You fry the grilled cheese in a frying pan.
You do.
You gotta put butter in the frying pan.
Her grilled cheeses are gross.
Yeah. You gotta put butter in the frying pan. You put the grilled cheese on.
What AJ said. Yeah. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
I think cooking skills are important. This is one of those recipes. It's very hard to mess it up.
Yeah,
like, even if you don't do everything right, it's still going to be very edible and delicious at the end.
She'll be in college soon,
to be ready for some smoke and some burnt bread in the garbage.
I would have some fire extinguisher nearby for the first couple times.
Gas or electric stove?
Yeah, what kind
it's
of
an
stove
electric
do you have?
Stove.
Electric
easy.
Stove.
So, it's fine, easy. Right?
All right, at least you can't blow the place up.
All right, number two, ironing.
Yes.
Now, I need her to... I suck at ironing, so I need her to iron my stuff, too.
Lifelong burns.
Right. Basically, looking for a domestic.
Lifelong burns.
Basically, he's looking for a domestic.
Right. This is a
I'm looking for a mate.
You never get that scar off her face.
Right. Yeah. Tell her don't...
So she holds the iron at the end.
Right. Tell her don't lick it. Yeah.
Don't tell her not to use the iron for her hair. I have friends that did that and really did get burned.
So
don't straighten your hair with a regular iron.
Those friends also loved boiled grilled cheeses.
So basically, your friends are idiots.
Didn't you do that?
What's that?
You ironed your hair.
No, with an iron.
Oh, okay.
Oh, like when you had hair metal hair?
Yeah, when I the curling iron.
Okay.
All right, so the number one thing, 12-year-old, is she allowed to spend the night on her own? I'm not there. I'm like somewhere awesome. Can she sleep in the house by herself at 12 for, let's call it, 15 hours?
I was allowed to do that.
Does she know how to use a gun?
Right.
She doesn't know how to make a grilled cheese.
She can't mow the freaking lawn.
So she's by herself from, let's say, 8 p.m. to 10 a.m. the next morning. Is that a yes or no? 12?
I like this. He's looking to get out on Saturday night.
Yeah.
I got
things to do.
There's a thing called child laws.
No, it's 7. At age 7 in the state of Connecticut, you can stay home alone.
You
it's
researched
crazy.
It?
Yeah,
really?
I researched it.
Are you serious?
Next time the governor's on, ask him about that. He won't even know it, but it's a law. 7.
You looked it up.
Sure?
7.
Swear to God, you can stay home alone at 7 and the parents don't get in trouble.
That sounds so
good. Was it written in crayon?
That doesn't sound right.
No.
I'm telling you, it's right.
Wow.
I think you looked up a 1932
no.
rule.
You know, fact checker. You're allowed to stay home alone.
Usually, when I'm saying something,
if that's true,
feels
then all of these are yes.
Right. Yeah, put a new wing on the house.
But nobody's voted here. Staying at home alone in the overnight.
No.
Yes. You're a no.
Yes.
13.
What's the difference? It's in like 2 months.
I know.
Yes. I say yes.
I'm thinking 14, 13. 15. No.
I was never do that.
I still haven't stayed home alone. It's so spooky at night.
13, you're 5 years away from going to war.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. See?
He has a daughter.
Right. Well, she could go to war now. The world's different,
yeah,
Ashley.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, Ashley.
Jeez.
Women have to stay home.
Okay.
So that is my top five. Thank you for your participation.
All right, no problem. Now what happens?
Well, I'm going to tell her that AJ said she's got to do everything.
That's pretty much exactly what
there you go, see? No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.